Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Malkos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrbas Rachol Shish B'zecher Find Ruziva Gahagon Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Mishnah Igmar Dino Baruch. A person had Igmar Din in Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin that he's Chayv Misa, and then he ran away. Ubalfnei Oisei Bezdin, and then he comes back to that very same Bezdin. Ain Soisun is Dinoi. We don't contradict his din. We don't redo it. We don't sit down and rejudge the whole thing. He was ready Paskin that he's Chayv Misa, so we kill him right away. Furthermore, Komakam Shiam Dushnai V'yamru. Anytime we have two Edim coming into Bezdin, saying as follows: Me'idin on a bish plainy, we give Edis about this fellow, Shnigmar Din of Bezdin Shalplani, that he had Gemar Din in that Bezdin, they Paskin that he's Chayv Misa, and Uplani Plani Edev, so and so were the Edim about him, Hareze Harig, so he gets killed right away, and we don't sit and rejudge the whole case. Another Din, Sanhedrin Heges Ba'aretz Ubachotz La'aretz, Sanhedrin of 23, that's able to Paskin that someone's Chayv Misa, they're able to do this not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chotz La'aretz. As long as they have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael, they could even Paskin in Chotz La'aretz. However, Sanhedrin Areges Echab Shavua Nikos Chayvlonis, a Sanhedrin that kills somebody once every 7 years is called a Chayvlonis, they're called destructive and murderous. They should not be pasking Misa so often, and once every 7 years is considered often. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he tells us, Echel Shivim Shana, once every 70 years is too much already. And Rabbi Tarfim Rabbi Kiva, they say, Elo Yinu Sanhedrin, if we were on the Sanhedrin, Loin Arak Adam Eilam, no one ever would have been pasking that they have to be killed. However, Shimon Gamliel, he comments on this, Afein Marbin Shevchid Am Yisrael, they're increasing murderers in Am Yisrael because no one's going to be afraid to kill somebody because they know that Rabbi Tarfim Rabbi Kiva are going to potter them, and this is definitely not a good practice. Now, moving on to Parak Beis, we're going to be discussing the Chiv of Galus. We know that if a person kills b'shoigeg unintentionally, they killed somebody, they have to run to one of the Ari Miklot, one of the cities of refuge, and there they are safe. What does that mean they're safe? So there's somebody called the Gael Hadam. He's the redeemer of the blood. This is a relative of the one who was murdered. He can kill the murderer before he gets to the Ari Miklot. So it's a race. The moment the guy kills by accident, he has to run to the Ari Miklot before the Gael Hadam kills him. And now we're going to discuss all the details of when a person's going to have to go to Galus and who this person would be. So Mishnah tells us, Elohena Gailin, the following people have to go to Galus. Ha'irig Nefesh B'shkaga, somebody who kills b'shoigeg unintentionally. Here's examples. Hayim Agam Magila, he's smoothing out a roof. He's sitting on top of his roof, smoothing it out with a special tool that makes it nice and smooth and slanted. V'nafla Alav, and this Magila, this tool, falls down on a guy, v'hargatu, and killed him. Or Hayim Shalsha B'chaves, he was lowering a barrel. V'nafla Alav, and it fell on a guy, v'hargatu, and killed him. Or Hayayard B'sulam, the guy's going down a ladder. V'nafla Alav, and he himself fell on the guy underneath, v'harag, and killed him. Harei Zegayla, in all these situations, the fellow's going to go to Galus. Aval, however, if he's using this tool, this magila, and he's pulling it towards himself, he's not pushing it away, but he's pulling it towards himself. V'nafla alav, and he accidentally drops it, and it falls on the guy, v'ragatu, and it kills him. Or hayadayla b'chaves, he's raising, he's pulling up this barrel, v'nifzaka chavel, and then the rope snapped, v'nafla alav, v'ragatu, and fell on the guy and killed him. Or hayadayla b'sulam, the guy's going up a ladder, v'nafla alav, v'ragai, and he fell on him and killed him. Hareza einoy gaile, in all these situations, which are really very similar to the first ones that we mentioned, the guy is not going to go to Galus. Why is that? So Mishnah clarifies that this is a rule. If the person killed Derech Yerida, he was on the way going down, so then he's going to go to Galus. That's because the Pasuk says, Vayipoil Olav, and it fell on him, and falling means it's Derech Nefilo, it was on the way going down, and then it killed, so he's Chayv Galus. But if it wasn't Derech Yerida, the guy was on his way going up, or the barrel was going up, and somehow it fell down, that's considered Derech Aliyah, not Yerida, therefore, Eina Gaila, the fellow's not going to go to Galus. Another din, this has to do with what the Pasuk talks about. The Parshat Chumash actually tells us that a fellow went into the forest to go chop wood, that's a quote from the Pasuk, and that caused somebody to die, so a person goes to Galus, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about now. Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi V'Harag, if the Barzel, the iron, meaning the head of the axe, if it flew off the handle and that killed somebody, so Rebbe Omer Eino Gaila, Rebbe says he does not go to Galus, say he does go to Galus. We have another Machlaikas regarding the same thing, Min Ha'etz HaMisbakeya, if a wood chip flew out, the guy's chopping wood with his axe, and he struck the tree so hard, that caused a wood chip to fly out and it hit somebody and killed him. Rebbe Omer Gaila, Rebbe says he goes to Galus, the Chamsi does not go to Galus, and this is all Machlekes on how to understand this pasuk that we just quoted. V'nashal Barzel Mina Eitz doesn't mean that the Barzel, the axe head itself, flew off of the wood, or does it mean that the Barzel, the axe head, caused a piece of wood to fly off the tree and hit the other guy? And because of that, we have this Machlekes, Rabbi and Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, going on to discuss more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.